This week's Criminal Podcast explores the history of the Greensboro Massacre. Host Phoebe Judge spoke with civil rights activists Nelson Johnson and Signe Waller Foxworth about their run-ins with the Ku Klux Klan. Phoebe joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
Tell us about the racial dynamics in Greensboro in the 1970s.
In the 1970s, a group of organizers came to Greensboro to help unionize workers in the textile mills, both blacks and whites. The Ku Klux Klan, which had a very visible presence still in the 1970s in North Carolina, did not like this work. They believed that this was some attempt for these communist workers to try to empower African Americans to overthrow white society.
Now, what was the China Grove standoff?
The Klan held a showing of this rather infamous silent movie called Birth of a Nation, which was a depiction of, in the most kind of grandiose way, the rise of the Ku Klux Klan. The Communist Worker Party understood that this was going to be shown and went to China Grove to protest the showing of this movie. When they got there, they burned a Confederate flag. The Klan came out on the porch of the community center where the movie was being shown with guns. There was a standoff, and kind of shockingly, no violence erupted. But the Klan went back inside. They retreated.
The fact that that did not erupt in violence was something people found amazing. We celebrated it as a victory, which was foolhardy of us.
And that laid the tension for the CWP's anti-Klan rally in November 1979. What happened there?
In 1979, in November, the CWP party decided that they would hold what they called Death to the Klan protest rally in Greensboro. They would march through the streets, and at the end of it, they would have a big meeting. They wanted this to be a very big deal. The idea was that it would be a peaceful march, but that they would be prepared for potential violence from the Klan, also from the police, if that happened. So the whole thing started peacefully. The Klan then showed up unexpectedly in a caravan of cars. They came down the street. Klan member shot a gun into the air. A CWP member hit the back of a bumper with a piece of wood, and basically chaos erupted.
And there were no police around.
There were no police around, and what resulted was 5 people were killed. All of the people who were killed were shot by KKK and Nazi party members. A number of people were injured, and then the KKK sped off.
How did the local community react to the massacre?
Well, it's been talked about for years. The problem was it made national news the day that it happened. The day after it happened was the Iranian hostage crisis, which kind of overshadowed everything. But there's been a lot of controversy over the past 5 or 6 years over whether to call this a massacre. A marker has gone up in Greensboro, which does now say Greensboro Massacre. But also people in Greensboro, for the first time ever in America, did something that a Truth and Reconciliation Commission based on what was going on in South Africa. After apartheid, and they brought everyone together and say, let's figure this out. Let's figure out what happened and why it happened.
Nearly all commissioners believe that the police absence was the result of some intentionality on the part of at least some officers in the Greensboro Police Department. We found that the events of November 3rd, 1979 are woven through with issues of race and class. Our report discusses underlying issues, including racial and economic justice, white supremacy, and the failure of the police and justice system to provide equal protection to all residents.
Phoebe Judge explains more of the nuance of the Greensboro Massacre and the aftermath in this week's episode of the Criminal Podcast. Criminal is recorded here in the studios of WUNC. Thanks for being here this morning, Phoebe.
Thank you, Eric.